Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Okay, hello and good evening. How are you, Wayne? Wayne, are you with me? Oh, I gotta unmute you. Oops, my bad. Are you there? I was playing with the buttons on the other side, the music buttons. I really got into them. All excited. All excited to have music now. Yes, I sir. How are you doing this evening? Good.
I'm doing
unless somebody decides they want to call in. I posted it so they could call in and talk to us, so maybe, just maybe, one of them will pull through and call us. I don't know how much people know about pots, honestly. I don't. That's why I wanted to do a show on it, because I know a few people that have it. And I'm like, hey, you know, they need some help. So you don't hear much about it, that's for sure. So I figured we do the show on pots and see what kind of response we get. I mean, you know, so we're working on all these different disorders. So we just keep going on down the line and trying to do what we can with them. But yeah. Pots, from what I understand, from the one person that has it, and I will not mention their name, but I guess it causes massive breathing problems.
It's in the lungs. It starts from the lungs. It's like a tuberculosis. It will go to the spine, and that's where it seems to be causing the most amount of problems.
Right. Yeah, I was reading that.
You know, it spreads to TB of the spinal column, and
wow,
it'll start going into the gaps of the discs in between, and you know they form like an abscess. If I'm reading everything correctly, I'm not a doctor, so I just, you know, but it causes collapses on the spinal cord, and which creates a lot of problem. And but it seems that you have to fight this basically the same way that you fight cancer with they talk about chemotherapy, and you know they say if it's caught early and with a good regimen of chemotherapy, that it can be effective. It's like, wow, there's still, you know, throwing poison at a disease is still the best we can come up with. That's
I've been having these discussions all day today, and that's not it's not very pleasant, that's for sure. I don't know. I see where it says Pott's disease Pott's disease is a form of tuberculosis that occurs outside the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, that's definitely something different. Why is it? and I don't mean, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I don't know if either one of us can actually answer this question, or anybody can. But why is it all these disorders, man, are all they're all so much alike? I mean, I know it's not just like CRPS or just like anything else, but like the CPS last night, for instance, it's like POTS, it's like CRPS, it's like fibromyalgia. I mean, all these things are so close together, man. There's no reason why they couldn't find a cure besides the money. That money's got to be the issue.
Yeah. One of them that we were talking to last night, you know, mentioned that, some of the, things that they've come up with to treat, will help like a CRPS, but doesn't do a thing for anything else. So even though there's so many links between them, there has to be that common link. You know, because everything seems to be affecting the nervous system, you know, and especially, you know, the brain, the pain receptors, you know, this seems to be where everything is going, and there has to be that link, you know. Why can't we find that link?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Something that goes, this was a guy, Percival Pott in London. He's the one that this was named after. And this is out of the early 1700s.
Wow.
So this has been running for 300 years or better.
A long time. And,
we don't have any a better understanding of these things. And that's what, we have gone from a horse and carriage over a little over 100 years ago to where we have space probes that have already left our solar system.
Right.
Yet we cannot find a common cure for all these illnesses and diseases. I have a hard time grasping hold of that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this stuff is it is. It's a form of tuberculosis. Everything I'm reading right now is everything I'm reading on it is a form of tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything I've read on
TB, it was easier.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But I'm reading it all. Reading the one that you sent me here, and it's all to do with tuberculosis. It says something about 1930s, something about somebody in Italy or Italian or something. Wow, this is some nasty stuff, man. If anyone's listening, please give us a call in. If you have POTS, you can remain anonymous if you want. I'm curious. I want to hear from somebody that has it and what is being done for it or what can be done for it and how it's affected your life. I mean, this is a must. These are things that we don't want to know. We need to know. We want to know, but I mean, we're not trying to be nosy. We are simply trying to gather more information to be able to help with this stuff. I mean, that's what it's all about. Because go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just for the listeners, these are things that you and I both, before the show, we have to research them because we don't have these diseases. We don't really know and we don't really understand. We can do the best that we can as layman trying to read it, but we need somebody who actually has this or has maybe a friend or a family member who has it and they have a better understanding of it. If we can get somebody, you don't have to have it, You can call yourself Mr. or Mrs. X, as far as identifying yourself. We just need...
I want to hear some people's stories. It says here it was named after that Provincial Pott, 1714 through 1788, a British surgeon.
Yep.
Wow. This is... I wish I'd have got a hold of this earlier. I could have read a lot more. Often... I know that it affects people's lungs. I did know that because they have severe breathing problems. I think she passes out. There's several things that she has go on with her on a daily basis. And
yeah,
she makes several trips to the hospital, and of course nothing gets done. That's crazy. Hey, I wanted to share something real quick. I see today sure. where somebody posted in a group, they went to the ER emergency room for their pain, and the doctor, the ER doctor, recommended they get ketamine treatment. So they were going to go get their ketamine treatment in the ER. That sounds kind of dangerous to me. I don't know how to take that. I don't know to take it in a good way or a bad way. I don't think that a ER doctor should be making that decision, first off. That's my opinion. But and then we can look at it another direction. What if they're starting to learn a little bit more about these disorders, saying if, and they're starting to realize some of this stuff does work and help with the pain. So now they're trying it. I mean, what do you think, Wayne? You think?
Well, at least, an emergency room doctor, instead of saying, I don't want to touch you, go see your regular physician, sure. at least take a proactive step and saying, okay, look at, I've read up on this, which is, I'm glad to hear that a doctor actually has knowledge of something and mm-hmm. is willing to give it a shot to help somebody relieve the pain.
Sure.
Ketamine, man, I really don't know. I've heard good and I've heard bad about it. But, mm-hmm. If the person goes home and they don't have, the pain that they had when they went in, mm-hmm. I guess you have to call it a mission accomplished. But, I don't know. It sounds like progress as far as, the doctors.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. But an ER doctor doing, giving that, I'm just not comfortable with that part.
Yeah.
Maybe that, they're doctors. Maybe they have the experience in it. I was glad, and I told the person, I'm glad to see that a doctor – at least gives a little bit of a crap about you and how you feel. Yeah. I said, that's a plus. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I
went into the emergency room one time for pain and there was an internist on call. Wow. This guy was amazing.
Really?
And as far as all of his recommendations, and he didn't, because he wasn't my personal physician,
mm-hmm.
He didn't want to really do anything, but he gave me this whole bunch of stuff. First information about my degenerative osteoarthritis. And then he also went down and started telling me all of the interactions with his patients with it and mm-hmm. the things that had worked and the same things that didn't work and the things that he thought was just plain BS to begin with. They shouldn't even be trying it with people.
Right.
My understanding, just coming out of talking with this guy, even though I really went home with nothing more than a couple extra things to Tylenol, was he sent me home with a lot better understanding of my disease.
Sure.
So, that was kind of a plus for me, but
mm-hmm.
This is an internist, and that was the inner workings of the body. That's his, that's his job,
Right.
And I felt a lot better talking with somebody who was really knowledgeable,
mm-hmm.
Even though I didn't get no relief, I felt better about it because I went home knowing, I learned something today. And I learned about me. So
sure. I mean, that's a start. At least it's headed in the right direction, back to this POTS, man. I was just reading some stuff and I just can't believe that. Wow. And I have never ever heard of it until maybe about a month ago. when lady wrote me and was really having some difficult times, and asked her what she had, and she said she had POTS and a bunch of other things, and I'm like, POTS, I've never heard of that. And she started telling me a little bit about it, and I'm like, wow, this doesn't sound good. And she makes several trips to the emergency room a week. God bless her soul, man. She just doesn't get much help.
This is a TV that can run the whole skeletal system all the way down to the hips and the knees. This is not child's play. This is some serious stuff.
Yes, it is. Very serious. Yeah,
when you first brought it up, I was, you remember, I was going, what? I had no clue.
Yeah, you thought I was talking about POTS.
I know the listeners are going, what? A lot of them haven't heard of it. But that's what we're trying to do, is get everybody to understand that, wow, there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. And, this POTS is like a whoa.
Yeah, like I said, the friend of mine, my friend's on Facebook, has really bad time breathing and feels like she's going to die. I mean, she's come out and said that a few times, and she can't ride in an ambulance because it's too hot in the ambulance or something, and it's just a mess, man. I mean, it's really bad for her, and none of her family, of course, wants anything to do with her. Go figure on that one. In order to keep doing the show on POTS, we're going to have somebody step up and help us, because we can only get so much information, and I don't want to give out false information. That's why I'm not saying a whole lot about the stuff that I've read, because I have really no way of proving that it's true or false. I'm sure I looked on WebMD and I couldn't find anything on WebMD. Unless I just overlooked something. But,
You playing this music is now? No, that was my phone. just looking at the diagnosis part of this, it's just. Wow, this is just mind-boggling.
It is.
We almost need to have somebody within the community that knows about this, has it, or works with people. Because, this is just, you're talking about bone scans, CT scans of the spine, bone biopsies, MRIs, and that's just to get a clear picture of whether you have it or not. That just to get a good diagnosis. CBC tests. Wow. Tuberculosis skin test. Radiographs. I mean, oh my God. This is just to diagnose it.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying. It's a lot. I'll look around this weekend and see if I can find somebody with POTS that'll help us do the show. Because I definitely want to make more awareness on this. There's no doubt, because it's very bad. It's very bad from what I've been able to read here the last few minutes. And put aside the pain. I mean, the pain is the least of the worries. If you start reading this stuff, you're like, oh man, this is. And it's been around, what did I say, 1300 or something like that? 1317?
1713. Yeah. Well,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
And I would like to know what they do to help with it is what. And I wasn't able to find anything. I looked through there real quick and I could have overlooked it, but I don't see too much about what they can do to help it. I know there's got to be something.
Oh, like I said, I mean, the only thing I was finding, as far as treatment was just, management is.
Unreal.
Yeah. I mean, they're not even showing anything really. as far as what they can do for treatment of this. And this,
no, I wonder what the
2 million people a year die from TB worldwide.
I wonder how many people in the population actually have POTS. That's something I look for too. And I don't think it's, I don't want to say popular because that's not the right word to use. Because none of these things popular. I just don't know how many people actually have it. I'm trying to ask and I'm not getting much of a response here on this. Not from you, but from the computer.
Yeah.
This stuff is, it's bad. It is really bad. Folks, you people that have it, I am so sorry, man. This is unbelievable. While you're researching a little bit that way, I'm going to talk about some things here real quick.
Okay.
Brian did us a commercial for a show, so we can do a commercial break now. It's about 2 minutes long. I want to thank everyone that's helping me out with my GoFundMe for my Blog Talk Radio. I greatly appreciate it. And I also want to mention, let me get to it real quick. I'm just not with it today. I mean, I'm doing good. I'm just I'm here and there. It's one of them days. Also, I want to mention CRPS/RSD Warriors. Wendy and Brenda over there have done some amazing things with the coffee cups that I talked about last night briefly.
Mm-hmm.
They've made some different coffee cups for awareness, and they have sent them off to The View, Ellen DeGeneres, and the White House. So if you guys are in that group or not in that group, please join CRPS RSD Warriors, because they're really a great bunch of people there. It's a smaller group, a little bit over 200 members, but they're very big in the making awareness. So kind of want to help them out because they're doing a lot right now for the chronic pain community. So I wanted to get that out of the way, Wayne. I'm sorry. I just thought maybe I had a few minutes to kill on that.
I'm going to send you a link here of something I just saw. And
okay. All right. Because I'm trying
this
to find.
This one is showing X-rays of the POTS disease and the radiology. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh my God!
Showing the images of it.
Yeah. My God, this is.
Hey, Jenna, if you're listening, give me a call on the show, if you will. Please, ma'am. She's usually listening. So maybe she'll listen to call in. I don't know if she knows about POTS or POTS neither, but she knows about a lot of things, so we'll give her a chance. She might not be listening tonight. She might listen later.
I guess it's almost like cancer, isn't it? I mean, it's very destructive it's very destructive.
Yeah, just showing pictures of the lungs and the backbone of it. This is amazing. It's not amazing. I'm amazed at what is going on here. This is awful.
Yes, it is. I'm writing my friend to see if I'm trying to look here on. I'm the friend that has POTS. I just wrote and asked if she could call in because I really want to get a story on POTS.
Yeah. This is something that, I mean, wow, we're really, really going to need help from people out there, you know? I mean, it's not just for, I mean, this is trying to get everybody else to just to get an understanding of some of these. And this is,
she's going to call in. She's anonymous. So remember that. She's going to call in anonymous, but I want to get her input, because it would help so much.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Any help.
Yeah. Because it's really bad.
Yeah. When you first mentioned this, I had no clue that it was going to be. It was going to be this this severe. I guess you would have to say it. I mean, this is not anything that you would ever want to wish you and on your worst enemy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's in the ER now, so I don't think she can.
No.
I hate
Isn't
that,
it
folks.
Everyone, how many people in our community end up with the ER more times than not?
Like I said, wait, she's in the ER a lot with this. She really is. It's sad, man. This pot is no joke. It really is not. Yeah.
I don't know what I expected when you first mentioned this, but you know, I started looking it up today, and I was just wow.
Yeah,
I was aghast.
Yeah, it's all you can say. All I can say. I'm not gonna. Like I said, I'm not gonna mention the person's name. I'm briefly looking over some things here for him. Part of basically dying from of other diseases in the cerebral level. Wow, man, it affects all kind of body parts. Pain tolerance is unbelievable. Herniated disc. It's just blood clots. This presses on a nerve, causing tons of symptoms. Yeah, this crap is nasty, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the more I've gotten into this, it's like, I mean, my little missing a leg thing is, wow.
Nothing. Yeah.
I have a great day. Thank you.
Well, folks, I apologize for not having a lot more information. There's just a lot on this, and we got somebody that is willing to do the show with us. Maybe I can get it. Maybe next week. Hopefully, she's doing better. I'll check with her over the weekend, and maybe we can do it next week. Next Wednesday night, Wayne, we're gonna have Maria Guerrero on. Me and her talked, and we're gonna do a show. I'm not really sure what the title is going to be yet, but it's going to be about people bouncing back more or less from their disorders, kind of thing. You know, yes, we have to take time away and, you know, keep stress down and all that stuff. But it's to try to bring people out and bring people together and get people talking like they need to do. For instance, just like we're doing tonight on this POTS thing, it's not a new. It obviously has been around since the 1700s. It's very dangerous, very, very dangerous. And these people with these kind of illnesses, I'm not trying to bump nobody ahead of nobody, but when you have something as bad as what I am reading, and I know that you're reading, this needs some serious attention. Serious attention. And I'm not saying that any of our other disorders don't need attention, because they do, But yeah, folks, there's some out there that are a lot worse than what we have. And these people need help. And, you know, like the MS community, MS is no joke neither. None of these, none of these are a joke. It's just that some of them need to be put ahead of others in my mind, because man, from what I've read, it's, I don't want to talk about half of it, man. It's just, it's heartbreaking. It really is. And I know what kind of stuff my friend goes through a lot of stuff, and she has to stay anonymous because of being harassed and stuff. And that's just not cool. And we need to put a stop to that as well. That's a must too. People have got to stop. Do you want to hear our new commercial?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to put us on hold, and we're going to listen to our new commercial, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Excuse us while we take a short break. We would like to thank you for listening to our show tonight. Please take a moment to check out Coiner's Corner sponsors on Facebook, Chronic Pain Warriors, and Putting Out the Fire. Now go get yourself a snack and a beverage and come back to join Coiner's Corner for the second half of our show.
Okay, we're back. I like that music, man. Heavy metal guy. Yeah. I'm a heavy metal kind of guy. Yeah, now I'm looking at these images. Yeah, this stuff on I like your comment. I like what you said. That was cool. Damn. We need to do some serious research.
Oh, yeah. I've already been to about 8 or 9 sites, and I'm just...
Yeah, I know. Did you have any idea what was this involved? No, I really didn't.
If we played football, I'd be yelling, punt. Oh, my God.
You're right. Right.
Yeah, we need to do some serious reaching out and finding people that can help us on this one especially. But sure. We've been doing really good on getting a lot of guests on and to explain a lot of the different things. But wow, man, some of these we need some big hitters to understand this, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm reaching out for some, trying to. We're not obviously going to get them for tonight's show, but Like I told my friend, we'll reschedule another one, because I did not realize that it was all this. I really didn't. Man, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah. MS was, you know, some, you know, a little bit of research into it, and you're going, okay, I got a pretty good grasp of this one. This is, wow.
Yeah, this is a whole different volume.
Man, I mean, you almost need a doctor's degree to understand a lot of this, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot there. That
somebody who has it that, you know, actually has firsthand experience with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know a lot of them doctor's terms. I don't, but I know that it's very dangerous. I do know that. And I also know that we need to continue to try to reach out to that community as well and try to get help from them, or get help for them, I should say.
Yeah.
That's about all I can say about it, man. I'm dumbfounded. I want to move on. Since we're kind of stuck here on this POTS thing, and I do apologize. It's just, if people can research it yourself and you'll see what we're talking about. It's bad, really bad. We'll go ahead and move on to, we'll do something a little different. You know, we had, I had some little incidents Monday that, upset some people, and I'm sorry for upsetting anyone, but I want to know where money is going. Why isn't it going towards a cure? You know, might be because big pharmacy is involved and they might not get a cure because of that, because they would lose money. I get that and understand it, but I'm seeing more and more people popping up asking for money for things, and I don't have any room to talk because I've done the same thing for my radio show, but, you know, I'm not asking $5,000, for things. And some people are, and I just have a feeling that that's just a scam to get free money. And that really pisses me off. People taking people's money, when they, you know, the organizations that do a lot, of advertising and promoting and doing different things, like International Pain Foundation is doing with the song. That's awareness for awareness. And I get that they have to make money to put back for that. That's not an issue. But the issue is people taking people's money and not doing what they say they're doing. That becomes a big problem for me. So I wanted to kind of throw that out there to some listeners, because I know some people are still listening that were kind of upset with me Monday night. But I wanted to know that I've received several private messages over the last few weeks asking me to start asking, you know, these foundations where their money's going. And I did that and got a little bit of grief over it, but it was from an individual that really had no place saying anything, but that's okay. We're going to move on from that. But what I really want to focus on is people, we've got to start communicating with one another. We've got to. This is a must do this.
Yeah.
For several reasons. Several reasons. I mean, we say this almost every single night, four nights a week on this show, we do this. And we have people like Wendy that I talked about earlier, and we have ourselves, and we have thousands and thousands of other people, if not millions of other people for that matter, helping out and doing awareness, doing different things. But we need to start working with each other, talking to each other. Talk to the, you know, you if you're in one group and you don't want to talk to people in another group, that's fine. But if you're in a group, start conversation with the people in that group and start meeting people, sharing stories in that group. My group is set to private. Nobody can see anything in my group. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. They can't even see the members in it.
Yeah.
So my group is very safe. A lot of these groups are not like that. They're closed, which means you know, you can't see what they say, but you can see who's in there. And I'm calling everybody to make their groups private. and keep it safe. Keep your people safe, and let people start talking to one another and learning from each other, because that's what it takes, folks, to even begin to make a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a must. Wayne, I don't know what else to do to get people to talk, to come out of the corner and say things.
Well, like, it's taken me so long on Facebook to get just my friends, you know, mm-hmm. talking about something as simple as, you know, your political view, you know, and, mm-hmm. and actually as compared to, you know, what we do, politics is relatively simple, you know. Now we're getting into something very personal as far as, you know, diseases that we suffer with. And, you know, many times a lot of our family members don't know, you know, we mm-hmm. keep it from them. Sure. So, yeah, that sometimes to come out, you know, and to acknowledge that you're human is very difficult. But the whole thing is all you're going to do is just say, hey, I am a human, you know, okay. and I have my flaws, my frailties, you know, I have my good points, I have my bad points. This happens mm-hmm. to be one of my worst points, you know, and it's not your fault, but we cannot do anything unless people actually start to speak out and say, I have CRPS, I have MS, I have POTS, I have Lyme, and just acknowledge it. You know, just saying, hey, I have this, is sometimes so freeing, because it's like, there, it's out. Everybody knows now, you know. I don't have to worry about trying to keep that hidden from everybody's view. It's right. all done with, you know. And now you can actually start going and taking care of your life. And mm-hmm. you're not just helping your life. I mean, you know, we're not making our life that much better, you know, but we are helping make other people's lives better. And then we need sure. to do that just by talking, you know, and mm-hmm. bringing all these things to life. Here, this is what your disease entails, you know. And we just hit one tonight that we were like, whoa. You know, this is bigger than either one of us, you know, but this is what we hit. And that people got to understand that, yes, this is what's out there. You know, you're not helping yourself. You want to help everybody else. And if you mm-hmm. get to help yourself along the way, hey, that's a good point. But right, you're never going to get anything accomplished until we actually stand up and say, hey, I have this wrong with me. You know, mm-hmm. it's not a bad thing to be human.
Right. That's true. Yeah. You know, I just had somebody write me and say they're not listening to my show anymore until the airwaves get fixed. I don't know what they're talking about, because everything's coming in loud and clear for me. Is it you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just people, you know, they don't like what you say sometimes, so they come up with something. That's fine. I don't care. Goodbye. Good riddance. Nice knowing you. I don't beg people to listen. I'm not going to beg people to listen. No. We're here for a reason, and we're trying to help people. And it's always somebody has something negative to say because they don't like the truth. Well, you know what? Leave. That's how I feel. Leave. I don't mean to be that way. I'm not that type of person. I'm a type of person to give you the shirt right off my back and to help people. But you want to write a post like that on my Facebook wall? Get a life. That's all I got to say. It's just enough negative stuff going on in this world today, and somebody doing something for free, trying to help people, and all they want to do is criticize. Well, if you can make the airwaves better, wave your magic wand and make them better, because I ain't having no problems on my end. Sorry about that. I'm just getting tired of people's ignorance. I'm getting tired of ignorance, man. You sit here and you beat your head against the wall. You beat your head against the wall trying to get information for people, trying to help people, and I always got something smart to say. need to bring my anxiety down a little bit.
My wife just came in, so we had tornado warnings all around us. I had to take
a look.
Oh, yeah, they're touching, they're touching down. Yeah.
You're in Ohio, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian just posted it, too. Be safe, guys. Be safe. Wow. Crazy. Are they close to you?
I haven't heard our alarm yet, so
might be too late.
Right now we're okay.
Yeah. Okay. You cut off when you need to, man. Don't worry about it. Stay safe.
It's to the east of us, so
I know Brian's got him up close by him, and I think he's north of you a little bit. He's up in the northern part. But crap, man, we got a hurricane coming towards us. Well, tropical storm. Soon will be a hurricane, I'm sure. It's all right. I'm ready for it. I'm ready. But yeah, I'm going to get some more research, Wayne, on the pots, and we're going to do another show. I'm going to try to do it next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to have a lot more information, because I didn't realize there was that much to it. I really didn't. And I'm going to give the people a fair shot and a chance to help one another. So that's what we're going to do. Well, listen, man, if you need to cut off, Wayne, cut off early, buddy. Take care. Be safe.
Oh, she's been watching the TV out there, and they started popping up with the warnings. I was like, okay. I just put her at ease. They're all, I can get the interactive weather, that shows all the storms. Yeah.
We're safe. Those are tornadoes. Those are nothing to monkey around with, man.
I have my camera. I don't miss that stuff.
I hear you. Taking pictures. Yeah. Awful. There was one hit last week in Michigan, man. Tore it up. I mean, tore that place apart. I was listening to it on my scanner. I'm like, holy crap, man. Man, Michigan parts of Michigan gets tornadoes like you guys. Parts of y'all get them. But, that usually doesn't happen very often up there. That's a little far north for that stuff.
But, kind of an alley where a lot of them come through. But
yes. See, now that you're getting gurgly, so it's probably the weather up there around you. You got real gurgly there for a second. Yeah, it might be our weather, too, because we're getting bad weather, too, so it could be that. Yeah, it's already dark. It's never this dark down here at 10 till 9. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call the show early, Wayne, because there is some technical issues here, either on my end or your end. I do apologize, everyone.
On your staff, too, so, yeah.
Yeah, we can't control the weather. So let's call it a night, Wayne. We'll talk tomorrow night with Steven about MS.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Stay safe. We'll talk later.
Okay.
All right, good night.